Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's a Finance and Administration Operations Committee meeting of the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority. Can you call the roll?
Committee Chair Director Sabanda.
Here.
Director Tanner.
Here.
Director Morris. Do you have a form?
Okay, and Director Morris is on his way, and we didn't want to completely wait for him. I want to get started on some of the kind of the routine items. I think we could have a motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of September 21st.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. and then I know that Director Morris had made some discussion points on some of the earlier items under finance and the budget, so I want to skip to number 6, information systems. And information systems, we have 2 items, 1 and 2.
Yes. Item number 1 is a resolution approving a request to procure Dell branded servers and associated equipment to upgrade and enhance the Tollway's existing line of business application server infrastructure to provide ongoing support along with continued operations in the event of a local or regional service disruption at the Tollway's primary data center. This request will utilize an existing State of Illinois CMS master contract for Dell servers and hardware. The procurement includes the replacement of the current production servers, which have reached end-of-life status, along with the redundant equipment, which will be installed at our DeKalb data center for disaster recovery purposes. The equipment supports the Tollway's revenue and collection system, customer service applications, and violation processing systems. Item number 2 is a resolution approving a request to procure Microsoft server licensing from CDWG Corporation using a CMS master contract. The procurement will provide for the additional licensing needed to support the new Dell server platform for the refresh of the production environment, as well as the disaster recovery servers. The Tollway must procure additional Microsoft server licensing in order to remain compliant with software licensing policies.
I have a question just on number 1. With the new toll prices that go into effect, is there much IT change that needs to be done, or is that, how's that handled?
The IT changes with the toll?
Yeah.
There'll be programming changes, not so much equipment, but this does go to, if you remember from Joe's presentation a couple months ago, we're building up our disaster recovery. We don't have maybe as significant a disaster recovery system as we need. So it's certainly with the price increases, there's more revenue at stake, but it's not necessarily so much about, and there won't be a lot of equipment changes needed because of
not the, because of the toll change, but
because of the
in addition to what Christy said about the disaster recovery implementation, this also gives us capacity to, we're running out of storage capacity on the current system, and we bought about a year's worth of growth, but that clock is ticking. We've got about 9 months left, so we're running out of space. So this is for DR, plus it's also for the production environment in a state.
So this will just be adding to, not replacing.
Pardon me?
This will be adding to the current.
It's actually replacing because the current equipment is end of life. It's not supported anymore.
Okay.
So we're replacing the current and putting DR, and then the current equipment will be used for a test environment, to upgrade the test environment.
So this is all off-site at this DeKalb, Illinois site, which is our...
Half of it will be off-site at DeKalb, and half of it will be here.
Is here, okay.
And half of it is for processing.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Motion to approve items 1 and 2.
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, items 1 and 2 under 6, information technology, are approved. I think we can also go to procurement. Some of these are all CMS kind of contracts.
And directors, if I may, have we introduced you before,
yes.
Sharon?
Okay.
Yes, we did.
So John Donato is absent today. His wife had a baby earlier this week. If I can take the liberty of announcing that for him.
So the Donatos are very tired.
Right. Right. So Sharon is here in his place.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, directors. Procurement has 14 items for your consideration.
The first six items are CMS master contracts. The first item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase large lamps used for roadway lighting and for buildings throughout the tollway. The tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis until October the 4th, 2012. Award is recommended to the bidder with the highest percentage discount, Nahur Electric Supply, in an amount not to exceed $35,000. The second item is also an order against the CMS master contract to purchase reflective sheeting. This contract provides a source for reflective sheeting in a variety of colors and types used in the manufacture of traffic signs. The tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis until October the 31st, 2012. Award is recommended to the lowest and most responsive bidder, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, in an amount not to exceed $700,000. The third item is also an order against the CMS master contract to purchase roadway reflectors. This contract provides a source for roadway reflectors, which will be utilized on an as-needed basis to maintain safe lane channelization throughout the entire tollway system. The award is recommended to the lowest and most responsive bidders, Vega Motive Products Incorporated and AKT Corporation, in an amount not to exceed $41,000. Item number four is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase temporary staffing services. This contract provides a source for temporary staffing services on an as-needed basis at the tollway central administration facility, such as clerical services for finance and accounting job classifications. This award is recommended to the lowest and most responsive bidder, Seville Staffing LLC, in amount not to exceed $135,000. The fifth item is an order against the CMS contract to purchase Hewlett-Packard servers for GIS upgrades. This contract provides a source for four Hewlett-Packard servers and extended warranties for the Geographic Information Systems data upgrade. This is for the replacement of five servers, which are now 5 years old and no longer under warranty. The award is recommended to the lowest and most responsive bidder, Hewlett-Packard, in an amount not to exceed $58,376.04. Item number six is our final item of an order against the CMS Emergency Master Contract, the purchase of the STARCOM radio user fees. This contract award provides a source for radio services for all of the tollway STARCOM radios. The award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Motorola Solutions Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $212,583. Item number seven is
there's a question.
On number six, you have CMS Emergency Master Contract.
Yes.
And I just want to note for the record that the agenda that went out didn't note that it was an emergency master contract.
Well,
but then I want to get to
why is it an emergency?
The contract was an emergency because the state is currently negotiating a sole source procurement with Motorola for the STARCOM 21 network. In order to complete the negotiations and to avoid any lapse or delays in service, it was necessary that the state issue an emergency procurement.
This is the existing technology that's used by all state agencies, correct? You've got state police that use this. It's for the purpose of interoperability, in the case of emergencies or, just needing to communicate, correct?
Okay. We use it a lot on our help trucks, money trucks, troopers, county officers, local officers.
So it's an emergency because pending the negotiation of the other agreement.
So in a sense, to continue service while they're continuing to
negotiate. So it's the radio service itself, not the hardware? It's the radio service that we're...
Yes, it's the service.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. The seventh item is an order against a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase miscellaneous garage and shop supplies. This contract will provide a source for miscellaneous garage and shop supplies used by our fleet department. The award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidders for each line item, to Power Motive Incorporated and Myers Tire Supply Incorporated. This amount will not exceed $38,000. Item number eight is also an order against a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase radiator repair services. The contract will provide a source for radiator repair services to the tollway's fleet of vehicles and equipment. The award is recommended to the lowest and most responsive bidder, Triangle Radiator Services Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $37,000. Item number 9 is an order against a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase tandem axle flatbed trailers. The contract will provide a source for the replacement of 10 tandem axle flatbed trailers, and these trailers are used by the maintenance site to transport large equipment such as crawler dozers, skid steers, and rubber tire loaders. The award is recommended to the lowest, most responsive bidder, Westside Tractor Sale, in an amount not to exceed $175,950.
Do we want to take a break here and see if
there
are any questions?
Yeah, I do have any questions.
I don't.
I do have on number 4, and this is just because I always try to figure this out.
Okay.
We have the DBE is 100%. Is this because Seville Staffing is a DBE?
Yes, Seville Staffing LLC is a DBE, so it's 100%.
Didn't we used to note that on the agenda or on the write-ups at one time? I think we did. You should probably just do that in the future.
Okay, I will.
Just if it's just okay. That is an area of interest for people.
Right. Because a lot of these CMS, we put the DBE doesn't even apply, or IEP or whatever.
Right.
So and then this one is like 100%
of the EP.
Okay.
That's
all the questions I had. And so
okay.
Items
1 through 9
under procurement.
Move to approve items 1 through 9 under procurement.
Second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
In the opinion of the chair of the ICAP.
The well-honored.
Okay, we can go on to item number 10.
Okay. The 10th item is an order against the CMS contract for the tollway to purchase a tandem axle dump trailer. This contract will provide a source for the replacement of one tandem axle dump trailer, which is used by the maintenance site to haul large quantities of materials. This award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, HCI Transportation Technologies, Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $39,920.
One question. What's the difference between this and number 10?
Number 10, they're actually flatbeds. Number 9 are actually flatbeds, and number 10 is one dump truck.
And number 10 is what we use to haul loose material? Yeah,
same.
Instead of, you know, the flatbed is for vehicles.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got to
move
those trailers. Okay.
Yeah,
not John Deere.
Okay. 11.
Okay. Item number 11 is a renewal of a towway invitation for bids for Mopar replacement parts. This contract provides a source for Mopar replacement part components, such as engine parts, transaxle parts, interior parts, body parts, and suspension parts for the tollway's fleet of Dodge and Chrysler vehicles. This contract is with Jack Phelan Dodge. Approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $29,000. The current authorization is $24,900, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $53,900.
Although this is a renewal.
Yes, it is.
Under one of our contracts. Okay.
Okay. And we only got one bid.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, number 12.
Item number 12 is a renewal of a tollway invitation for bids for laminates. This contract provides a source to furnish and deliver the estimated quantities of tabletop laminates. Approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $11,535.60. The current authorization is $24,308.40. And upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $35,844.
Okay. 12, 13.
Item number 13 is a renewal of a tollway request for proposals for the continued automated vehicle tracking locating system. This contract provides a source for an automated vehicle locating system that provides a website interface to the vehicle data. The contract is with Interfleet Incorporated. Approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $130,000. The current authorization is $1,102,750. Upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $1,232,750.
Can we note for the Director Morris is joining us? And Director Morris, we started on some of the procurement and the information technology items that were, most of them were against the CMS master contract.
I tried the route that MapQuest said using back roads and 355, and I might change my position around 53 after this morning. It took me an hour to get out of Lake County without a question. So much for experimentation.
Well, welcome.
And a bad day to experiment.
I know.
Okay, so we were items 10 through 13. Any questions? Just on the item of automated vehicle tracking,
yes,
which is number 13. So this is actually on our vehicles, software on our vehicles, right?
To track,
yes,
to track our vehicles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have it on 533 vehicles.
Right. Okay.
Okay. The software is necessary to be compatible with the tracking devices in the vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
It allows us to use it as a management tool. It gives us an interface with the data so that we can see that how things are being used and measure efficiency.
Right.
So it's not, but it's not just location of vehicles. It's also things like on the how much salt or material is being,
yes,
used during snow removal or just all of this.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul, one question. Going down to where it talks about what the budget is for this particular item, it says $147,000. And then it says $127,000 has been spent or obligated in this account to date. If this request is $130,000, what am I missing here?
This is on the budget?
Yeah.
Budget and project detail, Mike?
Well, I think part of it is going to be funded in the 2012 budget, part of the 2011 budget.
Okay.
Plan.
Oh, okay.
So just a couple of months, and
yeah,
so that will,
yeah,
just about fill out this budget. Okay.
Okay, so can I get a motion to approve items 10, 11, 12, and 13?
So moved.
Second. All of the favors, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 10, 11, 12, and 13 are approved. Item 14.
The last item is a renewal of the TOWI request for proposals for the continued use of investigative services. This contract provides a source for professional investigative services. This contract is with Transnet Investigative Services Incorporated, G4S Compliance and Investigations, and Idea Builder L&W Investigations Incorporated. Approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $15,000. The current authorization is $22,998, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $37,998,000.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Item 14 is approved. Item 14 under procurement. Okay, I think we can go back to finance.
Madam Chair, would you like to do the presentation first, or would you like to do the business items and then do the budget presentation?
Let's just do the budget.
The budget presentation. Let me start from the top.
Yeah, let's start from the top.
Okay, great. Well, I'll introduce Mike. Welsh, are you going to? Oh, I see the podium is up there. We have changed things. I'm sorry. I want to say that this budget includes one additional item that came up in some of the discussions over the summertime. Director Morris, as you recall, recommended that we really look at expanding our operating reserve just, in case we needed to make it through lean times or emergencies arose. So I believe your proposal, Director, was a three-month operating reserve or rainy day fund. And we've really taken that recommendation and incorporated into this budget with an additional $12 million of the revenues that we're, projecting for next year going into that operating reserve. We've also tried to really limit the budget this year, and again are being, trying to be at least responsible with the resources that we have, with a fairly modest increase, also considering some of the additional costs that we're going to be incurring next year, which are somewhat out of our control, which Mike will go into. So, Mike, I just want to also congratulate Mike Kelsch and his team and a lot of our senior staff here who work very hard on this budget and the budget book and documents. And as you know, this budget, we call it a tentative budget, but it's really a preliminary budget until we go out to the public and have public hearings and feedback. and then the board will act on the budget in December. So, Mike, sorry, go ahead.
To set the stage, this is the proposed budget that I think we, at the committee level, would approve for public comment, and then there will be a public comment, public hearing, and then after that, we'd come back and approve.
And in theory, it could be changed, but for the most part, in the historically, other than minor changes, what we'd recommend to the board, and the board would approve on Monday, would then allow you to have the full public hearing process.
At the next board meeting is approved. So, Mike.
Thank you, Christy. Good morning, directors, everyone. As Christy mentioned, this is the first look we have at the 2012 budget recommendation. It is a tentative budget proposal. It is done in concert with the requirements of our trust indenture, which requires that we lay out for investors and the public an early view of what we think the 2012 operating and debt service and capital needs will be for our system. The budget funds the operating needs of the tollway. It provides for debt service on tollway bonds, and it funds the tollway's capital program, including the first year of the 15-year, $12.1 billion Move Illinois program that was approved in August. As we mentioned, the 2012 budget process actually began in July with preliminary staff work, but this is the first formal step in the process for approving a budget. Each year in October, a tentative budget recommendation is presented to the Board of Directors for their consideration and approval. As we have done each year, we will take public comment on the budget prior to the November board meeting, and we will report that public comment and input to the board and make necessary revisions prior to presenting a final budget for approval in December. The 2012 tentative budget includes revenue estimates that reflect the passenger vehicle toll increase, which was necessary to fund the Move Illinois program. The operating and the capital budgets reflect the impact of Move Illinois, providing new funding for capital projects and accommodating credit card fees and other customer service costs. The budget provides new funds for the tollway's operating reserve, as recommended by Director Morris earlier this year. And the budget reflects the tollway's strategic priorities of public safety, customer service, transparency and accountability, and the promotion of green initiatives. Tollway's operating revenue is divided into three major categories. The first we call maintenance and operations, or M&O. That is really the operating budget of the tollway, the day-to-day operating costs of the system. Secondly, actually, the revenue is then allocated to the debt service accounts, which funds the debt service requirements, principal, interest, support costs for the bonds that we have outstanding. And finally, revenue that's available after accommodating debt service is set aside, or is allocated to our accounts that we call renewal and replacement and improvement accounts. Those are capital accounts that fund both repair and repair projects on our system, as well as improvements or expansions to our system. In addition to these accounts, a portion of the capital program can be and is funded by the proceeds of bond sales. So, next page, please. So with respect to this year's revenue sources and allocations, tollway revenue in 2012 is estimated to increase by $293 million to $973 million. The revenue is comprised primarily of tolls and evasion recovery, about 99% or $963 million, $1 million from investment income, and $9 million from concessions and miscellaneous revenue. The increase in toll and evasion recovery reflects the passenger vehicle toll rate scheduled to become effective January 1, and it's based on continued, albeit slow, projections for economic growth throughout 2012. From that revenue, $266 million is allocated to the operating account. That's about a 4.3% over the 2011 operating budget. $12 million is allocated to increase the operating reserve. $255 million is allocated or is needed to fund debt service costs. And then $440 million will be deposited to the renewal and replacement, those capital accounts that we referred to on the last page.
Mike, what would that operating reserve then grow to? Did you say 27?
It would increase from, it's currently $17 million.
Okay.
And will grow to $29 million. And I know that that reserve has not been increased in many years.
Do you think with the increase in revenues and
I've missed that high so many years in a row.
I know you're going to go from 4 now to 1.
Right. We're tracking actually this year to a little over $1 million, so it's possible that we will do better next year. With respect to the maintenance and operating budget, as I just mentioned, it's a 4.3% increase from 2011, but nearly half of that increase is related to credit card fees or charges that will result from increased revenue collection. As people charge more to their iPass account, obviously the percentage fees, while they're the same, the dollar fees will go up as we collect more revenue through that iPass system.
Is there any opportunity because of typically there's breaks in the fees that credit card companies will charge because of the increased revenue, the fees would come down at all, or somebody looked into that?
Well,
we are negotiating with the credit card companies, one in particular right now, that has significantly higher fees, to see if we can bring those down, and we're looking at this area generally to see if we can bring it down. But ultimately, you know, we know that with more, you know, revenue coming through credit cards, those fees will go up, but hopefully we can get them to a, you know, more, I won't say more competitive, but, you know, a slightly better percentage
better
rate given the higher level of activity that we have, yeah. And we're also exploring different partnerships with, you know, whether there are other state contracts or state agencies that if we, you know, not that we would run our revenues through another entity, but if we can partner with them and thus, you know, increase the overall amount of, you know, partner with them in that contract, increasing the overall dollar amount that we might get better treatment in the fees. Fair to say? I mean,
yes.
Not that you would say that it wasn't fair to say. I would never admit that.
No, it's not fair.
not fair.
Mike, can we go back to the projected
sure.
and basically recovering the revenue? Because
sure.
I'm reading the Wilbur Smith at Traffic Engineers. And they're on table 2, they have projected $972 million.
Yes.
And we have $963 million.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you for raising that. The $963 million represents what we ultimately expect to collect from that $972 million of expected revenue. When they forecast revenue, they forecast what we would collect if every single user of our system paid the exact toll that they were supposed to pay.
Okay.
So we know we do have some non-payment.
Well, Shawn is fixing that, though. She stands out there each morning and says, please pay so we don't have any problems. But we do collect a substantial amount of that over the subsequent years. So, you know, lately, the last year, we've had pretty good track. So that's a formula. Isn't it a formula we've always used discount number?
We between tolls and our evasion recovery effort, we have estimated that about 1%, maybe a little less, is what our net loss is.
Over the whole period.
Over the period.
Well, they don't make any assumptions regarding who actually wouldn't pay or anything like that. They just say, based on traffic count,
and then it's our job to discount them. Because we're the ones in control of those systems.
That's a good question.
How effective
and
we are.
We should, in the future, maybe we should footnote.
Okay.
It'd be good to footnote on, like, that page or something to show that Wilbur Smith estimates are different, and here's what happens, just so for the public, we understand that.
Yep.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
In addition to the credit card fees, we have a perennial increase in state employees' retirement contributions. The rate actually is currently 34%, but that rate was increased in July from 27% for the first half of the year. So this increase in funding represents the fact that SERS is telling us that that rate will remain at 34% through 34.6 through 2012. So it's an annualization of the higher rate.
At this point, that's what they're talking about.
At this point.
It could go up next year.
Okay.
The third item is $2.1 million increase for outside services, which is really increased customer call center activity that we expect may happen as we change to the new rate structure. Also, the ongoing program to replace transponders, there are additional transponder distribution costs, and our collection agencies have actually been collecting more than we had anticipated at the start of this year, so we're increasing the amount we're allocating for collection agency fees because we're collecting more revenue.
Does SERS stand for State Employees Retirement System?
Yes.
So we're part of the state system.
That one is hugely underfunded.
Yeah, they're all underfunded.
And finally, fuel and oils really reflects our current view of prices for fuels, as well as continued conservation efforts on the part of our operations and our roadway maintenance staff. We've actually been able to achieve, we believe, throughout the course of this year, about 150,000 gallon reduction in fuel consumption this year. So that dollar amount reflects that continued conservation effort as well. With respect to some of the areas that have decreased in the budget, earlier this year we had a discussion about workers' compensation insurance. The actuary did a review of our prior year claims and our claims going forward, and determined that we had been funding claims at a level higher than what was required on an actuarial basis. This reflects their recommendation for 2012. It's a reduction of $1.1 million from what we budgeted in 2011. Utilities, again, this is a reflection, $1 million reduction. Actually reflects two things. One, energy conservation efforts and efficiency efforts in our facilities, as well as utilization of a new database that was developed, which helped us identify the most favorable rates, electric billing rates, throughout our system. So,
as you recall, we did the audit to really understand all of our energy usage, and between operations and engineering, the database was created to track the utility bills to pay them more efficiently, but also to make sure that we understood the cost. So it represents here some significant savings. I know this was another kind of initiative that the board drove about a year and a half ago, and it's really paying dividends for us now.
Did you do an internal audit, or did you have
outside? We hired an outside vendor. I can't remember the name.
That was right after you joined us. You had that.
Yeah, I think it was maybe even that they started a little bit before.